from 1972's number one record. That is Big Star here with the Ballad of El Goodo here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Before that was Watch the Sunrise from number one record. And then starting off that entire set was September Girls from that second album, Radio City. Now, I have time for one more song. So for this last song, I'm going back to that third album that was recorded back in 1974. At that point in 1975, you know, Ardent Studios made 250 test pressings of it to try to shop it around, figure out what's going on with it. But the band was kind of tired. They were dissolving at that point. A lot of and this last record was kind of commercially unavailable, if I can use it as those words. So say they weren't having much luck with that. In 1978, actually, PVC Records bought the tapes and put the album out. Sadly, Chris Bell, founding member of Big Star, he passed away in an automobile accident shortly after its release. But I think we should go back to that album for my final song. It's a song called Holocaust. You can hear a lot of like Jeff Buckley in this. So think of the influence of this band, a Big Star, even in music like this. Now Al Shilton didn't realize that he was kind of plagiarizing the music of Yoko Ono with this song, but he later credited Yoko to part of this with her song Mrs. Lennon.
Your eyes are almost dead, can get out of bed, and you can sleep. You're sitting down to dress, you're a mess. You look in the mirror. You look in your eyes. Say you realize everybody goes. Everybody goes as far as they can. They don't just care. They stood on the stairs, laughing at your Your mother's dead, she said, don't be afraid. Your mother's dead, you're on your own, she's in her bed.
I drive my bus in a busy city. That's why road safety is so important to me. I know that I must slow down and be extra careful when I make a wide turn. Buses need more room than cars. Everyone can help keep our roads safe. Next time you're driving, remember to give buses plenty of time and space to finish turning before driving ahead. Let's all plan to share the road safely. Learn how at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Real vinyl.
Ready? I'm ready for some whiskey before breakfast. I am Mando Richard, and that's the name of my radio show. It's not a prescription for your action. And you can also hear this program on the Roots program on WVUD. So wherever you are, Pennsylvania, Delaware, West Virginia, Tennessee, I sure hope you enjoy the show. All right. I like to kick things off on the liquored up side of the family. We always end on the gospel side of the family. In between, we'll hear from Woody Snyder, and we'll hear lots of other great music. Here comes the liquored up set, and it's going to start off with Cadillac Sky, singing, "Wish I Could Say I Was Drinking."
Wish I could say that I was drinking, blame it all on my love booze. Then I would know what I was thinking, walking away from a woman like you. When I told you it was over, wish I've been high, mighty proof. Stayed stone cold sober without one good excuse. Wish I could say that I was drinking, blame it all on my love booze.
I lived in the city and I traveled in and out. I made good money, but it didn't last long. My only troubles were wine, women, and song. I've got 'em, I've had 'em. Lord, Lord, Lordy, I've got 'em now. Now, I had a brother done the very same thing. He worked all the winter, got paid in the spring. And when Papa asked him where his money had gone, all he could say is wine, women, and song. He's got 'em, he's had 'em. Lord, Lord, Lordy, he's got 'em now. Come to her town. He had liquor and he passed it around. When I woke, my money was gone. Now all I can say is wine, women, and song. I've got 'em, I've had 'em. Lord, Lord, Lordy, I've got 'em now. Now I went slumming just to have some fun. I met a little girl and she called me hun. She took my money, now she is gone. She left me singing wine, women, and song. I've got 'em, I've had 'em. Lord, Lord, Lordy, I've got 'em now. Keep your money in your pocket and you can't go wrong. Don't go slumming cause it won't take long. If you go to mixing wine, women, and song, you'll get them, you've got them. Lord, Lord, Lordy, you've got them now. Now old Al Dexter done the very same thing. He worked all the winter, got paid in the spring. And when his papa asked him where his money had gone, all he could say is wine, women, and song. He's got 'em, he's had 'em. Lord, Lord, Lordy, you can have 'em now.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Good evening, friends. You're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mandolin Richard. No, it's Mando Richard, isn't it?
For sure.
Cut! I don't do well under pressure, people! Give him a quart. Hello, friends. Brian Oberlin here. You're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with Mando Richard, the finest name in all the mandolin business.
If everything that goes on in this place was ever known, well, I hope I'm in Alaska, just a little southeast of Nome. How's the one I love would snap my neck just like a piece of chalk if the walls in this old honky-tonk ever learned to talk? They're watching me cheat on you. They hear everything I say, they see everything I do. Bury me beneath these hardwood floors where losers walk. If the walls in this old honky-tonk ever learned to talk. I'm working late. They know enough to turn my baby's love right into hate. Scares me half to death to think how gone my baby'd be if the walls in this old honky-tonk could ever tell on me. They're watching me cheat on you. They hear everything I say, they see everything I do. You could bury me beneath these hardwood floors where losers walk, if the walls in this old honky-tonk ever learn to talk. If the walls in this old honky-tonk ever learn to talk.
It's getting late in the evening. Last call for liquor and wine. Looks like it's time to be leaving. Must be about closing time. They'll lock up the doors and sweep up the floors. It looks like a good time. The jukebox keeps on playing. Cause me no closing time blues. Some folks got nothing go home to. Four walls with nothing to say. So they sit all night on their bar stool, just drinking their paychecks away. They'll lock up the doors and sweep up the floor. Looks like the good times are through, but the jukebox keeps on playing. It's mean old closing time blues. Signs are all silent, and the rattle of glasses is gone. The waitress counts out her tip jar and quietly sings right along. They'll lock up the door and sweep up. Looks like the good times are through, but the jukebox keeps on playing. Mean old closing time blues.
Listen to Ruthie Dornfeld lead the American Cafe Orchestra in Liquor Cellar from their 1987 CD Egyptian Dominoes. Let me tell you about how we open up today's show here on Whiskey Before Breakfast and the Roots Program. The beginning of the show, you heard from Cadillac Sky, a strange old bluegrass band doing I Wish I Could Say I Was Drinking from their 2006 record Blind Man Walking. Then from back in 1944, you heard Al Dexter doing Wine, Women, and Song. After the PSA, Red Steagall gave us The Walls of This Old Honky Tonk from his 1976 release, Lone Star Beer and Bob Wills Music. And then the last thing in the set was from the Red Stick Ramblers, The Closing Time Blues from their 2005 record, Right Key, Wrong Keyhole. Well, this is the right key in the right keyhole for Woody Snyder. Hang on, let me get him on the line. As Woody Snyder just said to me, let's go for it. Hey, Woody.
Hello, Mando Richard.
It's always a pleasure to hear your voice, and you've got some great music picked out for us like you do every week.
Well, I do think so, and I think we have some music that we will enjoy, and we have a nice variety of things to go ahead with.
The first thing you got picked out is from an old pickin' buddy of mine back when he was an undergraduate at the University of Missouri. I was a grad student at Mizzou. Chris Brashear.
Yes, singing Mama's Opry, the great Iris DeMint song, and I like the version that Chris Brashear put together. He even put Tim O'Brien in there to give us a little more mandolin.
And his daughter, Hollis Brashear, is the one singing the female harmony on that.
She grew up plain and simple in a farming town. Her daddy played the fiddle and used to do the calling when they had hoedown. Said the neighbors would come and they'd move all my grandma's furniture around. Every 20 or more, they're on that old wooden floor, dancing to a country sound. The Carters and Jimmy Rogers played her favorite songs. And on Saturday nights, there was a radio show and she would sing along. And I'll never forget her face when she revealed to me that she dreamed about singing at the Grand Ole Opry. Sparkled when she sang those songs. She was hanging the clothes in the line. I was a kid just a humming along. Be playing in the grass to what her might have seen obliviously. There ain't no doubt about it. She sure made a mark on me. She played old gospel records on the phonograph. She turned them up loud and we'd sing along, but those days have passed. And just now that I am older, it occurs to me that I was singing in the grandest opery. And we sang Sweet Rose of Sharon, abide with me. Well, I ride the gospel ship to heaven's jubilee. That great triumphant morning, my soul will be free. My burdens will be lifted, my Savior's face I'll see. But I don't want to get adjusted to this world below. And I know He'll pilot me till it comes time to go. And nothing on this earth is half as dear to me as the sound of my mama's opry. To heaven's jubilee. In that great triumphant morning, my soul will be free. My burdens will be lifted when my Savior's face I'll see. I don't want to get adjusted to this world below. And I know He'll pilot me till it comes time to go. And nothing on this earth is half as dear to me as the sound of my mama's opry.
Never to crawl and I never to toe the line. with you. And when we're apart, are you free? Tell me, darling, while our love is still young, are you teasing me? Put your heart in a whirl. Are you teasing me? And that you'll be mine till the end of the world. Are you teasing me? Are you untrue when I'm not with you? And when we're apart, are you free? Tell me, darling, while our love is still young.
Remembers the first time he met her. He remembers the first thing she said. He remembers the first time he held her, and the night that she came to his bed. He remembers her sweet way of saying, "Honey, has something gone wrong?" He remembers the fun and the teasing, and the reason he wrote her this song. "I'll give you a daisy a day, dear. I'll give you a daisy a day. I'll love you until the rivers run still and the four winds we know blow away." They would walk down the street in the evening, and for years I would see them go by. And their love that was more than the clothes that they wore could be seen in the gleam of their eyes. As a kid they would take me for candy, and I'd love to go tagging along. We'd hold hands while we walked to the corner, and the old man would sing her his song. Thank you. late in the evening, and he stops by the old candy store, and I somehow believe he's believing. He's holding her hand like before, for he feels all her love walking with him, and he smiles at the things she might say. Then the old man walks up to the hilltop, and he gives her a daisy a day. I'll give you a daisy a day, dear. I'll give you a daisy a day. I'll love you until the rivers run still and the four winds we know blow away. I'll love you until the rivers run still and the four winds we know blow away.
Woody Snyder and I tell you about the music he's picked out here on the Roots Program and Whiskey Before Breakfast. You're listening to a contra dance band called Eloise and Company. Play a set of jigs, Timmy Clifford's, Ian's Javala Jig, and the St. Croix Jig. Set of songs that Woody Snyder's picked out for us here on Whiskey Before Breakfast and the Roots Program. And Woody, these have all been great songs. Thank you so much. You picked out at the beginning of your set one of my favorite versions of Iris DeMent's Mama's Opry from Chris Brashear, along with Tim O'Brien and Chris's daughter Hollis singing along there. And that's from Chris Brashear's 2012 record, Heart of the Country. Then you went back and you selected an old one from Emmylou Harris from her 1981 Cimarron LP.
Called Born to Run. She's been doing this singing, country singing, and playing guitar, and doing this for, 75? Well, she has been doing it for 75 years, but she is 75 years old, and Emmylou still seems like she's doing things just as at a very high level of performance, and just great listening to her songs.
Speaking of at a high level performance, the next thing you picked out was the Gibson Brothers doing an old Louvin Brothers song from their very first record.
Yes, their song called Are You Teasing Me, which was their very first album back, 1995, I think. What a great bluegrass band they are. We see them at festivals a lot. And Eric and Lee are guitar and banjo players. And the song is called The Old Louvin Brothers, Are You Teasing Me?
Yeah, great version. A brother act doing a brother act song. Wonderful. Are you teasing me? But you're not. You weren't teasing us about the next one because you had nothing fancy doing a great song.
Yes, it is a great song. I think called A Daisy a Day. And of course, the Nothing Fancy is a really fine bluegrass band. And I think this, A Daisy a Day is a really great song to go with it.
Well, those four are great. And then you picked out a really good old song from Valerie Smith and Liberty Pike.
Yeah, well, it's certainly my favorite Valerie Smith song called Sarah Hogan. It's a beautiful song, and I remember seeing her. I'm not sure where it was, but I know I saw her and had a great little chat with Valerie at one time, not too long ago.
All right, what are those five? Are fantastic songs. And like I say, week after week, thank you so much for joining us on Whiskey Before Breakfast and the Roots program.
Well, you're certainly welcome, Amanda Richard. I think we have another good set of things here to listen to, and I've really enjoyed working with you and putting things together, and I will keep trying to continue to do that for us.
Here comes Valerie Smith and Liberty Pike with Sarah Hogan, right here on Whiskey Before Breakfast or the Roots program.
Dakota, when the evening stars are shining bright and clear, and the drovers tell their stories round the campfire, the tale of Sarah Hogan you will hear. Sarah was the sweetest flower of the prairie, flowing hair and blue eyes flecked with gray. Her smile could turn the sunshine into shadow, and the cowboys that came courting her would say, won't you meet me in the moonlight, Sarah Hogan? We could ride out in the hills, my Sarah dear. Hear that prairie wolf a crying, he sings a mournful song. But I will not be lonesome with you here. Billy Caldwell was a bold and reckless cowboy. He vied for Sarah's heart and not in vain. Father could not stand the charming rounder and forbade them both to ever meet again. Billy fell in with some bad men from Wyoming when they robbed the Telford Bank, two men were killed. Sarah did not know her lover was an outlaw. On the night she rode to meet him in the hills. Won't you meet me in the moonlight, Sarah Hogan? We could ride out in the hills, my Sarah dear. Hear that prairie wolf a-cry, he sings a mournful song. But I will not be lonesome with you. Some vigilantes shrouded by the night. Sarah's father raised a rifle to his shoulder as a mounted robber lined up in his sights. His gunshot tore the silence just like thunder. His bullet knocked the rider to the ground. Then he ran out to see the fallen outlaw. It was Severin's lifeless body that he found. Won't you meet me in the moonlight, Sarah Hogan? We could ride out in the hills, my Severin dear. Hear that prairie wolf cry, he sings a mournful song. And the deep, dark hills of eastern Kentucky, that's the place where I trace my bloodline. And it's there I read on a hillside gravestone, you will never leave Harlan alive. Well, my granddad's dad walked down Catarina's mountain, and he asked till he helped him to be his bride. Yeah, he said, walk with me out of the mouth of this hollow, or we'll never leave Harlan alive. Where the sun comes up about 10 in the morning, and the sun goes down about 3 in the day, and you fill your cup, whatever bitter brew you're drinking, and you spend your life just thinking of how. Whatever bitter brew you're drinking, and you spend your life just thinking of how to get away. Yeah, the sun comes up about 10 in the morning, and the sun goes down,
the sun goes down
about 3 in the day, and you fill your cup with whatever bitter brew you're drinking, and you spend your life digging coal from the bottom of your grave.
got to break the heart of one who needs you. If you've simply got to kiss the goodbye kiss. If you've got to make a fool of one who loves you, then you'll never get a better chance than this. Oh, I love you just enough for it to kill me to know I'm just another on your list. If you've got to make a fool of one who loves you, then you'll never get a better chance than this. Up to make somebody lonely. If you're looking for a fool who can't resist, well, I'm here and I'm someone who loves you only, and you'll never get a better chance than this. Oh, I love you just enough for it to kill me to know I'm just another on your list. If you've got to make a fool of one who loves you, then you'll never get a better chance than this. Oh, I love you just enough for it to kill me to know I'm just another on your list. If you've got to make a fool of one who loves you, then you'll never get a better chance than this. If you've got to make a fool of one who loves you, then you'll never get a better chance than this.
Even time holds her breath. Everybody's talking about a day up at the lake. So let's get our bags and guitars and all the food that we can take. I'll meet you on the corner when the sun decides to break. So
catch that train.
Oh, come on out and catch it. Of a thousand different sounds. In another 20 minutes, well, I'll be country bound. So
catch the train.
Oh, come on out and catch it. Flying past every river, town, and village as they come and go so fast. We'll fill the day with memories, and I know they're gonna last. So
catch the train.
Oh, come on out and catch it. Topsy-turvy world that we're all living in today. Let's take a trip before the summer sun has gone astray. When we ride together. And so I say,
catch the train.
Come on, come on, catch it.
Listening to the late great Ray Absher play the Acadian Two-Step from his 2005 record Arrête pas la musique, Don't Stop the Music. And that's what you'll listen to while I tell you what you've been hearing lately. Back at the beginning of the set, Woody Snyder picked out Valerie Smith and Liberty Pike doing Sarah Hogan. Man, that's a heartbreaker, isn't it? That's from their 2005 record That's What Love Can Do. Then I picked out Red Molly doing Daryl Scott's You'll Never Leave Harlan Alive from Red Molly's 2010 release, James. The Feinberg Brothers from up in that country music hotbed of Long Island gave you You'll Never Get a Better Chance from their 2018 record Party for One. Then we heard from Red Molly in the set, so I gave you something from Abby Gardner from Red Molly and her song See You Again from her 2022 record Dobro Singer. And the last thing on the set, just for fun, was Dan Zanes doing Smile, Smile, Smile from his 2009 release Catch That Train. Well, as I look at the clock on my computer, I can see it's just about time for a station break. But y'all stick around because we'll be back with more great music on Whiskey Before Breakfast or the Roots program. You are listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast on WRCT Pittsburgh, WVUD and WVUD HD1 Newark, Delaware, WUTC and WUTC HD1 Chattanooga, Tennessee, WKYWLP Kaiser, West Virginia, or Tube City Online Radio from McKeesport, Pennsylvania at WMCK.FM.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Hey there, it's the Mockster from WRCT's own Friday night extravaganza, Viva La Mock, reminding you that you're listening to Whiskey Before Breakfast with my good friend, Mando Richard. But then again, unless you're a first-time listener, you probably already knew what you're listening to, right? Huh? Right? And if not, maybe, just maybe you've had a little too much whiskey before breakfast, if you know what I mean.
Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Speck Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic, and they provide online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at their website, www.spackbrothers.com, and you will receive a text message when your food is ready for pickup. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or spakbrothers.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Hi, this is DJ Firefly with a message for Richard Whiskey Folk listeners. I invite you to tune in for my show, Couch Dancing. I've got guitars, violins, hand drums, oud, vocal harmonies, and all the irreverent silliness you've come to expect from WRCT.
Dingle, dingle, dangle, yickety-doo, yickety-da, ping-pong, lippy-dubby-doo-ta.
Catch it Wednesdays at 3 p.m. After all that breakfast whiskey, it should sound pretty good.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, after Whiskey Before Breakfast gets done at 1 o'clock, don't forget to stay tuned to WRCT Pittsburgh for the Black Diamond Show, an hour of bluegrass music. Last week, I played about an 8-minute song from Harry Chapin, and I've got a long song for you today, too. This one is a brand new release. It's called Mashgrass D28. It's something Mark O'Connor found while he was digging around his closet. And he found this recording from back in 1978 when he and Dan Crary and Tony Rice were all together working on Mark's album, Markology. So here we go, Mashgrass D28. 8 minutes of amazing guitar work. First solo's from Dan Crary, the second one from Tony Rice, and the third one is from Mark O'Connor. Enjoy!